When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Ah, the flat stick is failing him. We're going to give you a golf update coming up. The Open Championship is going on at Royal Birkdell.
You like this course, by the way?
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
I can't wait till St. Andrews next year.
I know. Same thing.
But
hey, by the way, you want to go?
I don't know. It depends on...
I don't expect you to take a vacation with me. You have to work with me 320 days a year.
It's not even that. Yep. You know, some years are bigger than others.
Right.
When you start talking about family and things that are going on and just life. And so that's the issue. Like, you want to get all your guys together and go, man, let's go. But everybody's got something going on. And so to your point, I'd love to. But next year, I already know, 27 is a big year. And so I don't know. But I will tell you this, and this is just me projecting. I think Tiger plays next year.
No.
Tiger's going
to. Come on.
It's St. Andrews.
I know.
He loves it.
He might be there. You know, play?
He's playing.
All right.
Look, I
love Tiger like everybody else.
Because of that. Yeah, I'll tell you something. He's going to play Pebble Beach, too. He's going to play the U.S. Open next year.
I just, to see, it hurts my legs to watch Tiger walk out of a car.
I didn't say he's winning.
Yeah. No, he'd be there. Yeah. I mean, exactly. But yeah, we were supposed to go over there and do like this Scotland and Ireland golf trip during the COVID year.
Yeah.
And so that got obviously squashed. But yeah, man, if you ever get a chance, man, it's a blast. It gets to rain every day, but it's a lot of fun.
That's true. So we'll get you caught up. Leaderboard. But no, I don't, man. I just, there's something about Birkdale, and I don't want to take away from it, but, you know, it's been a long time.
The Scottish course is just, I don't know, the mystique, the scenery. This is just north of Liverpool, by the way,
where this is. The last time this was here, Jordan Spieth won. That was 17, okay? So they've redone the course. There's been a lot of changes, and it's just hard, man. That's the other part about this. These greens and all the stuff that's going on. But we'll tell you more about that. ACC Media Day is going on. We'll talk to Malachi Hosley coming up, running back with Georgia Tech. We keep talking about the expectations. I'm wondering what they're telling those guys in the building. I wonder what Brent Key is saying.
Right.
You know, not the one game at a time crap, guys. I'm like, serious. Is it championship? Like, hey, we expect to be in the ACC championship. Mike, we expect to be a college football playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the ACC preseason rankings, Clemson's number 19. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about, you know, Miami is certainly a team which everyone expects to do some things quarterback wise. But yeah, I mean, Virginia Tech is ranked 43 overall. You know, Georgia Tech is ranked 48 overall. That's according to ESPN.
Yeah.
SMU at 23. Miami number 7. So Miami is, you know, as we said yesterday, is the bell cow. Clemson, you know, as I mentioned, number 19. Louisville comes in at 28. You know, it's just, you need somebody other to step up. I mean, there's been a lot of hype about NC State's quarterback, but I mean, it's just such an average conference right now, for lack of a better word. And that's why I think it's, if the good news for Tech is, if Brent gets on a heater with Mendoza and guys like Jose, it's a winnable conference.
It is. That's how I feel. Now, look, I think Miami, just personnel wise, they're loaded. Right. Okay.
They have a culture. You always, you know, you can't just depend on the portal. You got to have a culture. I mean, they got it. Now, your point about, you know, what's going to happen in Indiana, we're going to see moving forward. Now you lost all those guys from James Madison.
Yeah. I mean, like, for me, it was a great story last year. But if we really want to judge Kurt Cignetti, You know, it was like when Georgia lost in the championship to Alabama. You either fold up, you come back.
Right.
They came back, right? And it was like, damn, okay, Kirby's for real. Like, this program's for real. That's what I want to see with Indiana. And I don't know what it's going to be. I told you, a couple of friends of mine, they're hardcore Indiana fans. They went there. They're Hoosiers for life and all that. They feel like that the whole culture has changed, Mike. Like, it is all about football now up there, and people are digging it. But we're going to see. I will say this, though. Scheduling plays a role, and maybe that will be the illusion. They may get to the end of the season, Mike, and have a really good record, but not as battle-tested as they were last year.
Right. Well, look, I mean, the dude came in there. They were in the playoff. Remember that first year they played at Notre Dame on a Friday night? But it will be – like, he's delivered the goods. You can't argue with it. But now it's time for somebody else getting back to the ACC. If Indiana can do it, why the heck can't anybody else in the ACC do it, period?
It gives
with an easier
hope.
Schedule and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, it gives everybody hope. All right, we'll talk to Malachi coming up here in about 10 minutes and find out what Brent Key is preaching and you know, again, what the goal is there at Georgia Tech. And look, I know some of you are going to say, well, the goal is to be better than you were last year. Well, then that means you're playing for the ACC championship because you were this close.
Right, and the Pitt game just breaks your – that one, man, I was frustrated with that one. That one just – it just felt like really – they didn't – for a Brent Key team, we talked about this with Brent last year, it's like they didn't show up, you know, for lack of a better word. Or just Pitt just ran through them.
Yes, they did.
You know, and it was just frustrating to watch. But with everything on the line.
And that was the point, man.
Right.
Well, look, for everybody that tuned in, and I mean this like casually, that said, hey, I'm all in. Tech looks really good. I'm giving them a chance. It's those letdown moments like that.
Right. And Data, you were there. They couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah, man. And you just felt the wind, you know, the air that started building.
Right. I mean, it was all that good juju we talked about. Right,
yeah,
right.
Man.
But he always plays Georgia close, you know, just like his mentor, George O'Leary. But again, this is a strange time in college football. But again, that's the caveat. If Indiana could do it, why can't a Georgia Tech, who's got a better history, has just as many big money alum to kick in and get it cooking?
Let's hope they do. All right, that's on the way right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. What do you think of Alvin Kamara now, Mike? I mean, at one point he was explosive, deadly, all the things that you want in a running back. I'm not saying it's passed him by, but he's a little long in the tooth. He decides to reportedly restructure a deal to remain with the Saints. Okay, cool. He wants to stay there. I didn't know if that would be the situation, but I've said this to you. Like, they believe in Shook, and I do think offensively he's got some weapons. But we just talked to our guy yesterday, Matt Verderam, was like, look, Chris Olave's always hurt.
That's the knock. So the draft was pretty stout. They did address their needs, beefing up the O-line. And again, anytime we talk to anybody from New Orleans, they you know, Bobby Hebert's high on Shook, so okay. I'll take a knee to Bobby on that. But Kamara, I mean, for many years, Kamara was a guy that was just part of, like, you know, Taysom Hill and, you know, you name it.
He was a part of
that whole team that just always seemed to have our number no matter what. Even when they weren't good, he'd always come up with something. You know, we've talked about, you know, that's their mojo. But, I don't know. I mean, they're going to be doing it with ETN. It's a sort of by committee this year. So maybe he can still dial up his number and hit the home run for you.
Meanwhile, we said it wasn't going to happen, and it didn't. Yesterday was the deadline. George Pickens is going to play on the $27.3 million franchise tag. Here's the good news for George. Ball out. You're going to be a top three paid wide receiver next year. Maybe he'll be the number one paid wide receiver. Who knows? Maybe he resets the market, Mike. I do not think the Cowboys franchise tag him again because, again, you're already paying a bunch of guys and CeeDee Lamb and Dak, but he's going to play on that franchise tag. They did not come to a long-term agreement. Let me ask you this about the Falcons, by the way. Do we have a hole to fill? Because there are some free agents out there that could fill some holes. Like, for example, I've questioned the linebacking room. Maybe I'm wrong about this. There's Divine Diablo. I said Divine Diablo. And then you've got the wide receiver depth. Now, I think Jahan Dotson can play, but Mike, if you had a chance, and we've said this, to go get maybe a Deebo Samuel or a Stephon Diggs, are you even looking at those guys to add some depth to this wide receiver room?
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked about Diggs. You want that smoke? I don't know if I want that. It's just,
You think he's disruptive?
Well, two things. You know, he comes in there. He's just, I mean, statistically, he had a better year than Drake. He was on the field more. 4 touchdowns, 1,000 yards. I mean, the guy you could argue, with the exception of maybe Higbee with the Bengals, he's probably the best WR. He's better than any WR2 out there in the league. But he's got some weirdness around him, man. He's into that Antonio Brown, Tariq Hill kind of. I don't know if I want any of that, you know, with a young squad. You know, no, look, if there's an injury, heaven forbid, that's not going to, whatever this is, then you make the phone call, but not until.
Okay. So you say only injury.
Only in a case of emergency, break glass and call that maniac.
Yeah.
Not even a one-year deal?
No. Well, how much?
Well, he's saying only if an injury happens.
Only if I got an injury.
I know, but I'm saying like ahead incentive of that.
Incentive laden 1 year deal?
You wouldn't even
incentive
just,
laden 1 year deal, Lawrence said.
Like ahead of, like not even, don't even worry about injury. Like, you know what? Add Let's him. Just add yeah. someone to the room.
Look, I mean, he is that dude. I mean, like he's a talented guy, but he is, look up Diva wide receiver. There's Diggs looking at you. Hello. You know, hi. I'm that guy. You know, and that's why it went south in, well, everywhere. Minnesota, Buffalo, Houston, now New England. Now he's out there again.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's better than Zacchaeus. Zachariah Branch is unproven. He's better than Jahan Dotson. That's undeniable. Mm-hmm. You know, but they've already said this is a year they weren't going to go crazy. So to Oren's point, if he doesn't get any traction out there in free agency, and he's not, I just think he's waiting for some good team to have an injury and he'll cut a deal.
Yeah.
They'll have a little bit of leverage.
Guys that are available, Bobby Wagner can still play. He's just old. But, you know, that was a Dan Quinn guy, and then he signed him with the Commanders, and so he's out there. Samuel's out there. Diggs is out there. Jadeveon Clowney, out there. And then you talk about a guy like Joey Bosa, out there. There are vets that may or may not get signed, Mike, but due to injuries, that's what's pretty much going to dictate this. I think at this point, guys, we're a few weeks away from camp. If you're not on somebody's roster right now, they're just waiting it out. And
right.
That's it.
Exactly right.
That's kind of where this is.
I mean, like anytime a big name player comes out, yes, I mean, I'm not debating that he would be right up there with Drake as far as 1 and 2. He's better than anybody else in that wide receiver room, but it's all the other variables in the equation.
Why? Do people believe that? Is that what's
of course, because you know who he is. He's a brand name. Stephon Diggs is a brand name.
Yeah.
But again, guys, you go to Flurry Branch, you're not going to see Cardi B. That ship is sailed.
Is that what you want? That's what they want?
You and I talking to Cardi B would probably be an entertaining segment.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Actually still be with him, but no, I mean, you know.
That's not happening. All right, man. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Georgia Tech's Malachi Hosley, running back for the Rambling Wreck, and we'll get the vibe of what's going down there as they get ready for the upcoming season. Also, a little bit later on this hour, what's on Day Day's mind, and we'll get you caught up with an Open Championship leaderboard.
Yes.
Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. ACC Media Days going on, and we want the tea, the lowdown on what's happening with Georgia Tech. Malachi Hosley, running back for Georgia Tech, joining us right now here on Dukes and Bell. And Malachi, man, appreciate you jumping on with us. I know it's been kind of busy and crazy for you guys. How you hanging in there, man?
I'm doing good. We're wrapping up now.
Yeah.
What was the stupidest question you got this week?
Somebody asked us, how does it feel to play a rivalry game at Georgia? Ooh. And then asked us about the Benz. I think that's top two.
Okay.
Yeah. That's dumb.
Well, it's something we look forward to every year, and we hope to beat them. And by the way, Malachi's a sharp cookie, man. He's an Ivy Leaguer. He was at Penn before coming to Bobby Dye. What made you come to Atlanta and Georgia Tech?
I really just wanted to give myself the best opportunity to make it to the league in the next level.
You feel like you're on that track. Obviously, a great year last year.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. you can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to ro.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Ro partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Year before last, 24, I think you ran for, what, 1,100 yards at Penn and then over 690 yards at Georgia Tech last year. You feel like you're on that path. Talk about this running game, man, because we know you got a new offensive coordinator in George Gotsi.
Mm-hmm, we do, which is way more pro style, which is more predicated on the running backs running the ball versus the quarterback getting involved like last year.
I'll tell you what, if you ever want to bust Coach Gotsi's chops, they used to time him with a sundial. He actually, speaking of Georgia, he actually scrambled for a touchdown, like 40 yards. It's amazing. You can look it up, man. You'll watch this video, Malik, and you'll be like, Malachi, how'd that even happen? We're talking with Malachi Hosley from Georgia Tech. What are the expectations for this year? Because last year, things were rolling. This team was in the top 10, and then it seemed like the wheels came off.
Yeah, so this year we're just more so determined on finishing the season versus just playing through, because I feel like at a certain time we kind of gave up.
Explain. What do you mean?
About which part?
Giving up.
Like, at times I feel like the team was more so focused on, like, personal goals versus the team goals, and they didn't really align.
And that was from some individuals you felt like, and that's maybe why you didn't achieve the ultimate goal?
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the message from Brent Key been this offseason? What is he preaching to you guys? And do you feel like guys are buying in since you're coming off that comment about, you know, everybody being on the same page?
I do believe we're buying in. And then the most thing he's preaching is just we're going to be tough and we're going to have our identity of running the ball.
That's it, man. He's an old school offensive lineman. That's what you need to do. We got a new Mendoza. How does this Mendoza look to you at quarterback?
He looks great. Honestly, he's very intelligent. He knows all the plays. He's in his playbook, and he just always makes the right play.
Yeah, everybody's curious. Do you think, and again, it's unfair because, you know, again, when your brother goes number one overall and wins a national championship, everybody wants to make that comparison. He's his own guy. What kind of guy is he? Talk about what kind of person he is.
That's crazy you say that, because the first thing he told us was that he came here for a reason, and that's because he wanted to make a name for himself and not do it like live off what his brother did.
Right. Well, one of the things I know you can do is catch the football. We saw you do that out in Colorado for the first game of the year. What are the things you feel you got to work on this year if you want to get to the NFL?
Just like that second, third gear, just having that extra gear to kick into on when I break for my long runs.
What's your speed, man? What did you increase your speed here this offseason? Is that something you worked on?
I did. It's increased.
What are we talking about?
Well, how does that happen? I can't speak for Carl.
It's some parachutes, yeah, Mike. Parachutes on.
How do you get faster? I'm a slow guy. How do you get faster?
Well, we just have the right guys in the building, and our strength and conditioning, they do a good job of getting the right guys. Like this year, we have a new speed coach who used to coach track, so that just helps.
All right.
Are you a track guy, by the way?
I used to be.
Yeah. Malachi Hosley, Georgia Tech running back, joining us from ACC Media Days. The running back group. Talk to us about the group, man, and what do you think? I mean, obviously it's run ball first. That's what we always talk about with Brent Key because of his background. What about the group?
We have six great guys, starting with me and Justice, but any one of us can play because then it goes to Traylon, Chad, JP, and Shane. And then those are two. The last two are just young guys. But everyone this season in Gotsi's offense is going to contribute to the offense or to the team in some way.
And for those who don't know, guys, at a Northside High School in Columbus, Malachi Hosley. And by the way, how cool does it feel to start the season, basically everybody watching you under the lights at Bobby Dodd?
Oh, this was great. First game packed out against Dion at night. That's just great. Great feeling right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, man, look, we know it's been a busy day. We appreciate you jumping on, and we wish you nothing but the best. We'll be watching, and good luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key, today, just to add to this conversation, says he's not against changes in college football or the changes that college football has gone through. The quote is, you have to be adaptable, and you have to be able to change, Brent Key said. People know kids are different now, and he says, So are the adults. We are too. We're all different. We're the ones to set the example. And the same guys that want to complain about a lot of the things in college football need to look at themselves in the mirror, Mike. That's what Coach Key said today.
Okay.
They're the ones jumping jobs every 2 years.
Good point. I saw Miami's Darian Mensah basically saying, you know, they asked him, why'd he choose Miami? He said Cam Ward going first overall in the draft.
Makes sense.
You know, and look, one thing about, as we said earlier in the hour, about the conference is you need some of the bigger brands to be those brands they're supposed to be. Now, FSU, I think that's, Carl, I can't find six wins on that schedule, if I'm honest, unless things exceed expectations. And it's hard to see that because there's just so much turnover with the roster. You know, we talked yesterday about Tom Herman coming in. It's almost like the vultures are circling, and one of them will be Tom Herman for Mike Norvell's job in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I think for Brent Key, when we talk about Georgia Tech, he is the right guy. We've said this. The question is he going to get the right players?
It's about the loot, though, isn't it?
Well, now that helps. But, you know, even if you thought Kirby was the right guy, you still have to get the right players. And Kirby will be the first one to tell you. 21-22, Mike, leading into those years where he had the number one, number two recruiting classes, he got the right players. And that's part of this. But we now know you don't have to have a top five class. Indiana guys, we get back to this, did not have a top five class, right? They had a great transfer class, great portal class. But I just, that's part of this with Brent Key as we talk about the upcoming season with Georgia Tech. So is the personnel better than it's been, and if you've got some dogs, literally, and some guys that are, Mike, NFL-caliber players, then your chances of getting not only to the playoff but succeeding in the playoff then gets a lot better. And look, for Georgia Tech, I don't expect them to win the national championship, but there's no reason, to Mike's point, about them looking around the landscape of college football and saying, okay, why can't they be in the mix for the ACC championship? Why couldn't they be one of the 12? And let me say this, too. Once we expand, and we will, there's no reason Georgia Tech shouldn't be one of the top 24 teams in the country.
Right.
Because everybody wants 24. And the commissioner, Jim Phillips, yesterday said 24 is our number.
Well, it has to be for anybody right now because, and if I'm honest, with all due respect to the, I'm going to insult somebody. With all due respect, that's the only way they get anyone in this thing. Look, the good news, remember last year the controversy was Notre Dame, who's, again, would you just please pick a conference? They felt the ACC was selling them short when they were pimping Miami and really lobbying the College Football Playoff Committee and not doing the same for Notre Dame. And Notre Dame was on the outside, so they amended the rules and Notre Dame is in this year.
Yep.
Basically, no matter what. But getting back to the ACC, I mean, it's we just gave it to you. I mean, there's only one preseason top 10. You're living in like 15 to 45. You know, James Franklin is not going to turn around overnight because Virginia Tech has been just lost since Frank Beamer stepped away. But, you know, that's – and I just already talked about FSU. You know, SMU, again, we're not that familiar with SMU, but they've done some pretty good things. They've been reloading via the portal. But it's just – it's a lot of math. Of course they're going to be for the 24 team. If Georgia Tech, at the point last year before they blew it, I mean, the NC State game hurt. Guy hit us up on the text line, said he thought the NC State game hurt more than the Pitt game. But either way, and I get it because it was a game that you had in hand, but there was a time where Georgia Tech was in, to your point, in that playoff and may have still made it.
Kickoff against Colorado, and look, Malachi's like, it doesn't get any better. You notice he said Deion, not their quarterback, not any other player on the team as far as a linebacker or a safety, Mike. He was like, kicking off against Deion because that's the face of Colorado right now, right? It's not – it'd be hard. And, again, we know the kid that may start from what we're hearing is from Georgia. But the fact is, like, that's part of this, Mike. You're going up against Deion on that opening night.
Right.
It's just interesting to me. He's like, yeah, you know, they got a great safety and a great linebacker. No, man, it's going to be good to go up against Deion. Like, he's playing in the game.
Now, look, I don't know if Brett would like to hear what he said, but, you know, he brought him to media day because, obviously, the kid, you know, is going to give it to you straight.
Oh, yeah.
Said there's some guys who are more – into the individual than the collective last year for Tech. And that's
an eye-opener.
Rat poison, as Saban would say, but that's stuff which unfortunately gets you sideways.
Well, yeah, but look, is that what happened internally? Because if that's the case, you had guys with individual goals more worried about, I'm not getting the rock or I'm not getting my yards, than you were about, man, we're about to go to the championship game and have a chance to get to the playoff. That's got to trump everything. Look, I'll tell you guys this. A few years ago, James Pierce Jr. was a part of this. That happened at Tennessee, Mike. Guys got caught up in their numbers, and all of a sudden, you know, you start – it will derail a team late in the season. And now, let's be honest, you got guys that are like, am I getting some extra?
Right.
Am I getting a little extra? Well,
and again, I don't know, is that a – see, this gets into the conversation I've had with you about schools that rely too much on the portal. like FSU, where all of a sudden it's like your culture is not established. And Brent's trying to establish that blue collar run the football culture, and he's always going to be like doing the best to find the best quarterback. Everyone in the ACC is trying to do the same via the portal. You're not developing guys like you used to. That ship has sailed. It sure seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you build a culture when you got mercenaries and maybe looking at their stats and trying to get to the combine in the NFL?
404-726-0929. Colorado, 8 o'clock. Bobby Dodd. That game's going to be on ESPN, by the way. And we mentioned it, September 3rd. That's that Thursday, right, leading into Labor Day weekend. All right, let's shift gears. More college football conversation coming up. Dede brought it up yesterday, though. But you get that Colorado game, and then Tennessee comes in here. So we're going to find out quickly about Georgia Tech. The good news is they could easily be 2-0. And riding high, and everybody is you know, feeling good about where this could go, because the third week it's Mercer, and then you head to Stanford. 4 weeks, I think if you're 3-1, you feel pretty good about the start of the season. Right. All right, let's talk about what's going on with the golf, man, because the Open Championship is underway.
I thought there was a sounder. You know, the way you set that up, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You set that up so perfect. I was waiting here like,
excuse me too.
Right?
I'm looking around this here, but I forgot to press.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
No, I looked at Oren like, I was like, and now a Dukes and Bell British Open update. You know,
no.
Like, bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum, bum. You know,
bagpipes? You know, what are we talking about?
Like they're in there, you know, they're north of Liverpool.
No, let me say this, though. Now that I'll set you up even better, because our update is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisor, and by Bobby Jones Golf Course, right, guys. Golf open for everyone, and by Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to give the leaderboard.
You got me like Pavlov's dog. You got me trained now for these sounders. You know what I mean? It's like, whoosh, and now a British Open update. All right, man. Who the hell is Jackson Suber?
Who?
I don't know. I looked it up. He went to Ole Miss. His best finish ever apparently was
Stuber?
Suber.
Oh.
He's American, Carl.
Okay, all right.
Denoted by the American flag to the left of his name.
That's right.
Apparently, he went to Ole Miss. His best finish on the PGA Tour was a fourth place at the Byron Nelson this year in Dallas-Fort Worth. So that's who this guy is. His only finish in a major was 73rd. Thank you. In the U.S. Open. So what am I saying?
Yeah. What are you saying?
This guy's going to fold like a cheap suit.
He is.
But he can always say, they can never take it away from him, he may be the day one leader at Royal Birkdale. Sungjae Im, a stroke back. He finished at 4-under.
He's playing well.
Daniel Brown from England at 4-under. Thomas Detry from Belgium at 3-under. Robert McIntyre, familiar with him from Scotland also. He finished at 3-under. Francesco Molinari. I said, he's at the 3-under. Alex Smalley. American. And then where it gets interesting is Bryson DeChambeau, who has missed a cut at all the majors this year. Nick Faldo said he has no plan, and he's a doofus. And Nick Faldo's got an ego bigger than Bryson's swing.
Yeah, he does.
And that kind of a lot of people talking in the tabloids in England. But DeChambeau finished at 3-under, so just two strokes back. And you got to watch him today. What do you think of DeChambeau?
Well, he looked under control. And if you've watched Bryson DeChambeau at times, right, it's, I'm going to swing for the fences.
Right.
And
by the way, this is not my country, tis of thee, but feel free to stand if you're in your car or pull over on the side of the road. This is how we stole my country, tis of thee, from God Save the Queen or King at the time.
But you know, that's not been the situation. Today, calculated drives.
Right.
To set himself up.
So not just sitting there wailing like he's in a long drive contest.
But I told you this, 123 bunkers on this course.
Right.
You're going to be in the sand. And if you don't play smart, your second shot, Mike, you're short of the green. I mean, and these guys can get out of trouble, but the course is firm. The weather today is like 80 degrees there.
Yeah, it looks very nice in England, north of Liverpool. By the way, Scotty, as you would say, what's up with Scotty Scheffler?
What's going on with Scotty Scheffler?
He's at 2-under. He finished at 2-under, so he's only three strokes back.
Come on, Scotty. Hey, what did I tell you, though? I said to you.
It's putter, man.
Yes, but I said, watch Scotty turn around and win this thing. He's not won a major this year. He's been close.
Sometimes the irons and the distance, he's having a hard time dialing that in.
Mike, he could have easily been four under today.
And Varach and Rory. Easily. And Rory, same thing. Rory just Rory doesn't have the complete game.
No.
You know what I mean? We know what he's capable of, but it's like grinding. So anyway, Scotty Scheffler, 2-under. Siwoo Kim. I always like saying that name. 2-under as well. Sepp Straka, a former Georgia Bulldog, at 2-under. Colin Morikawa at 2-under as well. And then everybody's favorite, and you know he's not going to win, Tommy Fleetwood.
Don't say that. Tommy, he's playing well, though.
Yeah. You look.
Until the final day, I know you don't believe
in him. He is the goose of golf. When I say goose, I mean Top Gun. Everything's going to be great. And then great balls of fire. The canopy hits his head. Talk to me, Goose. God. He's just that guy. He's born under a bad sign. Everybody loves him. Never going to win a major.
It feels that way. But it would be a great story for Fleetwood to do something over there. Yeah, look, just back to Scotty real quick. Good start. And that's the main thing. I'm not worried about him until Saturday. We'll see what happens Saturday. Right. But he started out hot with birdies on four of the first six holes to grab an early lead. He was four under today, Scotty. Right. And then it was, you know, those bogeys. He had a bogey on 17. And so he dropped a couple of strokes. But, yeah, man, I think he's going to be right in the mix.
And one of my favorites, Ashke Bhatia.
Oh, he's nice.
He's at one over. These guys are all finished because they can.
That's the guy with the two gloves.
It's dark over. No, that's the other guy. That's the other dude.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the Englishman who finally won.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He finally got the monkey off his back. Billy Horschel plus one. Yeah, so there's a lot of Americans over there. Thagala, one over. So I love waking up early in the morning on Saturday and Sunday watching the British Open.
Oh, it's the best. It's my favorite from that standpoint.
But again, Jackson Suber from Ole Miss leading, but will he be there tomorrow?
Bhatia is he's a lefty, right?
That's right.
Yes. All right.
I know who you're talking about. English guy with the two gloves.
Yeah, that's who I got those mixed up, but he's not a lefty. All right, coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. We'll find out what is on Day Day's mind. Also, our man from Dog Nation and the AJC.com.
Aaron Rye is the guy you're talking about.
Aaron Rye, thank
you. Aaron Rye, actually.
Yes. Mike Griffith is going to join us, too. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. Are you going to tell a story about customer service today? Are you going to tell this story?
I gave Carl and Day-Day an earful, and Dylon from the morning. By the way, is there anybody who works harder than Day-Day? Maybe it's Dylon. No offense, Day-Day. I'm just saying you get a family, and so soon we'll Dylon. But Dylon is here literally like 12 hours a day. He's working too hard. You hear him on the morning shift with Squid and the gang. But
Dylon's not here 12 hours a day? It feels that way.
I'm here 12 hours a day. He's not here than when I'm here.
Oren says he is the hardest working man here. You also take more vacation than anyone, but I guess you feel you've earned it.
It's not a right. It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. Take it from me, Mitch Evans, people. Talk to your HR person.
Yeah, every time I see Dylon here, I just hear, you better get it done. That's what
you
I
feel
hear
that
in the
Squid
background.
Squid Billy is a harsh taskmaster.
In my head. But I, every time Dylon's like, no, he's not forcing
you
to stay.
Type out that show prep till your fingers are bloody stumps.
Yeah, but that's not the case. He says, no, Bo is not behind that. He's just working. Still
Roger that, man.
Laughing about
but no,
that.
We were saying, I was talking to Dylon and Carl. More on that an hour from now. The worst customer service in town. I won't name names because, you know, I don't want to get sued on the air and stuff.
I want to know who did it.
We'll talk around it.
Okay.
We'll talk around it. Stay tuned. And then conversely.
We will see if I can pull it out.
Conversely, tremendous customer service.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
All right, Day-Day, what is on your mind, man? What's going on? Happy Thursday.
Yeah, man. Happy Thursday. First off, I want to say, how can you not love what you're seeing on quarterback? I finished the first episode today.
It's good.
And got a kick out of all the quarterbacks, introductory, I guess you could say, of the first episode and whatnot. But what really had me chuckling was this here from Joe Flacco's son.
If Dad goes off, I'm going to crash out.
What do you mean?
Because I benched him.
I hope he goes off.
His son benched him in fantasy.
That's gold.
And then his wife, you know, even though the wife was like, haha, I hope he goes off, she later goes like, well, I actually benched him too. That was his return to Baltimore when he went back to Cleveland the second time, I believe it was. So I thought that was hysterical. Hawks announced all games. I know you guys touched on this a little bit, but all games will be televised.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research
research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Free, they partnered with Atlanta News First. So for everyone that may have been wondering about, you know, how are we going to watch the Hawks? Because obviously Braves had us all biting our nails literally till opening day.
Right.
But we don't have to do that with the Hawks. Now, games that are nationally televised or on some of these, you know, streaming platforms, those you'll either have to have the platform. Unless it's like they're not on TNT anymore. What's the one that's free across cable that they can be? Obviously ESPN.
Well, they're on Prime.
In Prime. Well, Prime, that's you got to have the subscription for that.
You're talking about Peacock.
Peacock. Maybe that's what it is. Peacock. So those you can kind of get. But
Ion.
Ion too, yeah. Right. But as far as like
you're
Amazon.
You're basically going to get it for free.
Yeah, with the exception of any of the national ones that are on the streaming platforms.
And there are tons of those. There's plenty of those
games
because
national,
that's built into the contract with the NBA.
Exactly, I said. So you'll have like a ESPN potentially or a Peacock NBC potentially. But if it's Amazon or any of the other streaming services, you may be out of luck if you don't have those platforms. All right, we've been talking a lot about World Cup, rightfully so, especially in regards to, you know, just how this sport can grow here in the U.S. Well, it was announced that Tyler Adams and the U.S. Soccer Foundation will be on site for the unveiling of a new soccer pitch at Sandtown Park. This is in South Fulton.
Okay.
This is a community. And the reason this was important to me because, first of all, when I first started my park and rec coaching career, that's the park I started at and coached over there for years from when my daughter played softball all the way up until COVID happened, because that's when everything got shut down and then we had to go to a different park. And once we did that for my son, I stopped coaching at that point. But soccer, I say all that to say this. Part of the issue is when we talk about, you know, could there be like, our talent, you know, that superb talent in some of these communities. Part of the reason is if they're in that community, for example, in a Sandtown community, well, if they were kids that love soccer, those parents would have to drive to like a neighboring Cobb County, Douglas County, somewhere south, maybe Henry County, to even find a program. Right. So,
and they got to be playing for somebody to discover them, to put them into in one of their programs, like Atlanta United and all that, Carl.
Yeah.
So I like it.
So yeah, so this is this is going to be big for that community, and hopefully things can go well, and then this kind of jump starts. But this is all part of USA Soccer's initiative to again grow the sport across the country.
How do you get a kid who idolizes NBA and NFL players to play soccer when we've had such a ceiling with our, with our World Cup effort? That's basically the question.
So, if you put the pitches in these communities and you start the programs, this is how you, and that's when you talked about it earlier, Carl, about when you guys were saying, did this World Cup maybe inspire more growth as far as even if it's just watching? I think maybe the fact that it was right here in our own backyard may play helps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because in previous instances, we're not able to, these kids could feel and touch it. You know what I mean?
Mike, to answer your question, look, you're not going to change a 15-year-old
okay?
Right.
Who grew up playing basketball and football and tell him or her, go play soccer now. Mm-hmm. They may dabble, but we're talking about the young kids.
Right.
And that's how you get that kid, because when they get to 15, that's, you know, they love what they love, and they that's where they want to be.
Right.
I don't know if you change the minds and hearts of a 15 and 16-year-old who wants to do those things. But when we're talking about 7- or 8-year-olds who are just trying to figure it out and like, do I like this? And I like running around and kicking goals and all that. That's a different deal. And if you're telling me they grow with it over an 8-9-year period, that's a different situation.
Right. But the thing is, like we just talked about, you know, we just talked about A&F. That's great. You can watch Hawks games for the most part over regular TV without, you know, right. Granted, it depends on how you get your TV, your cable, whatever. That's great. Jordan Walker wins the home run derby, says, I really like to see black kids pick up baseball. Hopefully, but it happened on Netflix, some critics would say. Didn't happen on Fox. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's fair. Here's the deal, though. I think for us, there's a portion of our audience who we take for granted how much social media plays a role in young folks' lives. They get it. They're going to see the highlights. They're going to see all the things that we just used to get on linear TV. Like that's so expanded now. So yes, it happened on Netflix, but Mike, it was everywhere and everybody was talking about it. But I'm with you. I mean, like that's why I do like, and I'm glad you brought that up about the Hawks. The Hawks are basically saying, right, to the community and to the kids, it's the way you grow the passion for your teams. Access. It's what happened with the Braves, guys. We've talked about it time and time again with, you know, TBS and just you got a chance to see them all the time. And it didn't cost you any extra or your family
and
any extra.
It grew generations of baseball fans and that were Braves fans.
But that's how you do it. So I commend the Hawks for doing that, man. I think that's a big deal.
Yep. All right. Speaking of the hardwood, one of the Hawks' rivals is still making their pitch. Introductory press conferences today for the Miami Heat, Bobby Portis and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Crazy eyes?
Yeah. And here is what one Pat Riley had to say.
Yeah, we landed the plane. Now there's another one we have to land, but
we landed the plane, Giannis. Now there's another one.
Oh.
We have to land.
How big is that plane?
Who's he talking? He's talking about LeBron?
I think he's talking about one King James.
LeBron. Don't you call every team right now legitimately thinks they have a better chance than anyone else to land him right now.
What is LeBron telling these people?
Nothing.
I mean, he's got everybody's
everything
hopes
they want to hear.
Shams, like,
LeBron is. I told you yesterday, everybody, will you please kiss my ass and continue to kiss my ass for at least 2 more weeks?
You see, we played the Steve Kerr audio saying it, like, put that on Twitter. Well, Shams an hour ago said that, yeah, the Warriors are behind everyone else right now. What does Steve Kerr know that no one else does?
That's right.
He's pulling your chain, man. Pulling your chain.
And then, you know, he spoke today at Fanatics at the Mind Your Game podcast. They did a live version on stage at the Fanatics Fest.
LeBron?
Tyrese Halliburton was hosting, and LeBron was sitting in, I believe, for Steve Kerr, or somebody was sitting in for Steve Kerr. And so apparently they discussed it backstage. So when they get on stage, Halliburton's like, so, you know, anything you can tell us about where you're going? And LeBron was like, hit him with the, didn't we talk about that backstage?
He said
so, yeah. So basically, Halliburton had to end that conversation real quick.
He did drop, though. I won't hold you guys up too much longer.
Okay.
So he says.
Oh, baloney.
As LeBron's world turns.
Tyrese also asked him, too. They joked about Tyrese in the text asking him to join the Pacers. And Tyrese said LeBron sent 2 laughing emojis back to him.
That's a no.
Yeah, that's definitely a no.
All right, man. Look, I'm surprised, Mike. Look, Pat Riley's brilliant, has been in doing this. But, like, to say he's got another plan to lane, that makes me think he's got this working. Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it. I mean, a dark horse like Minnesota. But, again, the lifestyle and the weather and everything else you joked around. I mean, look, LeBron played in Cleveland. It's not like it's a garden spot. But Miami.
Different stage, though.
I've always felt at this stage of his career, Miami is interesting because Riley wants one last shot at it. And he knows how to. He's done this before. All the money was tied into the big three. And he was able to find and cobble together a lineup.
Yeah.
That was able to win championships.
That's true. So we'll see, man. But yeah, if he can direct that plane.
Am I going to not like where he ends up?
Well, where would you not want him to be?
That's Philadelphia. Charlotte. Would you be mad about Charlotte?
Right. I would be mad about Charlotte. Because, yes, then they're in our division. No, I'm just saying, like, Steve Koonin came on last week, guys, and said, I want him in the Eastern Conference. That's what Koonin said to us. And his whole thing was like, it's great for the Eastern Conference. Yeah. It's great for the Hawks. We get a chance to see him 4 times. Yeah.
It, for the most, you know, all these years with the Lakers, it was once a year, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be upset at wherever the hell he ends up.
Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia makes the most sense because Embiid, you can kind of manage his minutes, try to get the big guy ready for, you know, the big games that matter the most in May.
Some people feel like it's too many bodies in Philadelphia. Okay. Too many big bodies, big names.
Yeah.
Some people feel that way.
It's a hell of a lot of talent. You match that up in the half court.
It is, but I mean
everybody in New York has basically conceded we had our moment and we won't get back there.
Yeah, but look, LeBron, here's the beauty of that. He don't have to score 30 a game.
That's true.
Right. You can manage, you can rotate, and you got enough, there's enough depth on that team where you can get through, you can get there and be a 2 or 3 seed.
I like Cleveland, not because that's where he's from. I just think I like that roster better outside of James Harden. If it's me, that's where I would want him to.
Can LeBron coexist with Harden?
I mean, Harden's the one that has to worry about that. Right. All right, last thing, guys. Jim Phelps down, speaking of ACC, here's what he had to say about, you know, there's been all the hubbub in the past about, you know, the SEC particularly saying, hey, let's just make our own rules. Here's what Phelps had to say. We haven't had very much conversation about it because we don't feel as a league that's the right thing to do. The right path forward for college sports. They put you in a really difficult position if each league is going to self-govern themselves. So, and I kind of agree.
But then they come around. I mean, now again, this is not self-governing as far as the rules and things that matter most as far as how recruiting goes down and everything else. No one can understand that statement they put out yesterday about their new conference tiebreaker after having the disaster of a tiebreaker last year. About how they're going to be, you're going to judge teams by height? I mean, how are you going to figure out who's playing in your championship game? Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of us. Well, ask Mike Griffith about it coming up.
Yeah, so but I agree with him though. I think there needs to be uniformity when it comes down to the rules.
Well,
it's just
Saban,
a matter of
look. But that's why Saban was in front of Congress, right? I mean, that's what they're attempting to get done. Look, every commissioner is going to say that because that's what they want. They're pushing for that. The ACC doesn't need to self-govern. Neither does the SEC. Right. Even though Kirby's like, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
NCAA is like, we can do it. People are just so ready. I mean, that's why I'd love to see a super conference. Carl, you and I have talked about this for 12 years. Just do it already. Find the 75 best teams and let's go to work and set your own rules and tell the NCAA to pound sand.
Still need leadership, though.
Yeah, but you got to come up. You're right.
You got to have a governing body.
And it's going to be that tug of war between the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what's on my mind, guys. I know we got to go.
Yeah, man. Good stuff coming up. As Mike mentioned, Mike Griffin's going to join us. They just made this announcement, and I'm wondering why. We'll tell you what the announcement is when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue. To learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.